Imagine that I'm a professor, and I've asked you to come and see me in my office. You walk down a long corridor, come through the doorway, and sit down at a table. In front of you is a sheet of paper with a list of five-word sets. I want you to make a grammatical four-word sentence as quickly as possible out of each set. It's called a scrambled sentence test. Ready? Number one, him was worried she always. Number two, from our Florida oranges temperature. Number three, ball the throw toss silently. Number four, shoes give replace old the. Number five, he observes occasionally people watches. Number six, be, will, sweat, lonely, they. Number seven, sky, the, seamless, gray, is. Number eight, should, now, withdraw, forgetful, we. Number nine, us, bingo, sing, play, let. Number 10. Sunlight makes temperature wrinkle raisins. That seems straightforward, right? Actually, it wasn't. After you finished that test, believe it or not, you would have walked out of my office and back down the hall more slowly than you walked in. With that test, I affected the way you behaved. How? Well, think back at the list. Scattered throughout it are certain words, such as worried, Florida, old, lonely, gray, bingo, and wrinkle. You thought that I was just making you take a language test. But, in fact, what I was also doing was making the big computer in your brain, your adaptive unconscious, think about the state of being old. It didn't inform the rest of your brain about its sudden obsession, but it took all this talk of old age so seriously that by the time you finished and walked down the corridor, you acted old. You walked slowly.